today on the Scott Thompson Show on 900 CHML.
Obviously, we have heard of the slowly, gradual reopening of Ontario. And coming up February 16th, the stay-at-home orders lifting in the Toronto area, Toronto, Peel, and York. They stay in effect for one more week after the rest of us. But the great news is, unfortunately, the great news is the ski hills are going to reopen, and it looks like someone's delivering a package to our house. Sorry about that. The good news is the ski hills are open and they've been closed for a period of time, and many who enjoy skiing, including yours truly, are glad to see that, especially with the season being as nice and cold as it is. Let's bring in Kevin Nicol, president of the Ontario Snow Resorts Association. He is with us now. Kevin, thanks for the time. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So give us the rundown on the ski industry this year. When have you been open? When have you been closed? How tough has this been for you?
Well, this has been a challenging year, that's for sure. We knew going into this winter that it wasn't going to be a normal winter for us. We did lots of planning over the summer and the fall, and we aligned with all the other provinces and states in North America around skiing and best practices. And some of our ski areas did get up and running in December. We were closed down when the emergency declaration began. So we got the notice on December 21st that we were going to be shut down. And now we're happy to be able to get reopened up and save as much of the season as we can.
Yeah, here's hoping. And it certainly has been nice and cold, so hopefully you can jump right back into it. Now, how are the ski hills going to cope with restrictions? What is it going to be like when we get to the hill?
Well, I think the first thing is to make sure that you plan ahead. You check the resort website or call just to make sure that there is tickets available, because there are some operational adaptations in every stage. And the resorts, as they open up, it'll be determined by their local health unit what stage they open in, what color. And each one of those will be slightly different. We've kept making snow, and although we laid off a lot of people over Christmas, which wasn't a fun thing to do, mm-hmm. We did manage to keep making snow and grooming the trails so that, you know, we would be ready whenever, you know, we're able to open up again. So resorts are ready to go. The best practices that we worked on so hard since last March are in place. It will be a little bit different. As I mentioned, there might be reductions in capacity. There will be reductions in capacity, so plan ahead. But also wearing masks and physical distancing, you know, the things that we've all become accustomed to will also be in play as they were before Christmas. So riding lifts, you'll be with your household, mm-hmm. or there'll be one empty seat between you and a stranger, but masks will need to be worn on lifts and while lining up. And while lining up, there'll be 2-meter physical distancing rules in place. So, but once you're on the hill, as you know, if you're an avid skier, there's lots of room. We have, you know, large areas, and physical distancing is not a problem at that point.
What about other services that these resorts often offer, whether it's rentals, whether it's food, that sort of thing?
Sure. Again, depending on which stage the resort will be operating in, if it's stage one or gray, there won't be any indoor services other than washrooms. It'll basically just be skiing. And we'd like to remind people to be prepared, you know, use their car as their, you know, change room,
right.
Put their boots on and things like that. And then as the stages become more relaxed, there'll be offerings that would align with the regulation of whatever stage that you're in. So there'll be, you know, a reintroduction to food and beverage and rentals and ski school programs and things like that.
Advice for skiers then, call ahead, look ahead, check the websites out, make sure you're prepared for whatever obstacles are in front of you.
Yeah, and I think too, you know, we're happy to be able to get up and running again. We want to just remind everybody that we still are in a pandemic, even in, if you're operating a ski hill in green. You know, the rules are there to be followed, and we got to the area where we are now with the emergency declaration being lifted because we all did our part. We stayed home, we followed the rules, and we got the case counts down. So we want to continue that model and ensure that everybody follows the rules and enjoys their time on the slopes.
Kevin Nichols been with us, president of the Ontario Snow Resorts Association. The great news is once the stay-at-home order lifts next week, the ski hills will get to reopen. However, make sure you check your wherever you're going and make sure you know what the rules and the regs and the protocol is. Kevin, thank you so much for the time. Good luck.
Thank you, Scott. See you on the hill.
The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.